We used to call it just a bulb.
Yeah.
Light bulb.
Yeah.
That's what they call it.
And a little musical instrument that children would play.
The juice harp.
And then the one.
The harmonica.
Yeah.
They were also called French harp.
Oh, you've also heard that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you call the thing that you pound nails with.
A hammer.
And now, do you happen to remember what they call on a wagon, the part that went up between the two horses?
The tongue.
And do you remember on a buggy of what they would have to hitch the horse up to?
No, I really don't know a thing about that.
And have you ever heard of on a wagon a kind of the bar of wood that the traces would be fastened to?
No.
Have you ever heard of anything called a single tree?
I've heard that.
You have
through
heard
my mother-in-law, yes.
Oh, you have heard
mm-hmm.
that word.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, on a wagon, now, the on the tire of a wagon, a wagon wheel, have you ever heard that called a tire?
Just a wagon wheel is all I'd ever heard it mm-hmm. called. So we had a wagon yard here.
Oh, you did?
Uh-huh, down in Towson. Of course, Towson was what they called Texas Road in those days.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So they had the wagon yard there where people could come in and stay.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't. Of course, it lasted up and through the fact that I was quite a good-sized girl.
And they still had that?
But I never was down there, nor did we ever use a wagon. But I say I've heard a lot about it because my mother-in-law says when they first came here, they stayed in there that first night. It was a safety zone.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So you still had Indians around here.
Oh. Yeah, when they came here,
mm-hmm.
sure.
Yeah.
Sure, I didn't think about that. Well, when you were growing up here, how big was Fort Smith?
Gee, I don't know the population of it, Mary.
But I agree.
All right, it was...
proportionally, it was a lot smaller than
To be out farther north than O Street, possibly. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll take it back now. It was some out toward Van Buren.
Mm-hmm.
You had lots of gaps from here to Van Buren, which is all closed up now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And... out as far south, I don't know the perimeter. My mother and father were living quite a ways out when they lived on South 17th Street.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
That's quite a ways.
Yeah.
They lived in South 10th before I was born. When they first came here, they lived on South 10th, which is right off at Towson.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandparents and my aunt, in those days everybody huddled together, lived
mm-hmm.
down there.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really know how big this town was, but it was a fort, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
it was a fort, yeah.
Yes. And... The main area was downtown because it was, of course, a garrison street.
Mm-hmm.
So out past, the very elite area,
mm-hmm.
which was the real fine houses, was about 7th, 5th, 6th, about 5th, 6th, and 7th. That's what it was.
Well, now, since you've been living here, has Fort Smith grown a whole lot?
Oh, heavens, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's probably... In my lifetime, I'd guess it's probably tripled.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Because I remember as a little kid, just going, across town was a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
We had streetcars, and just going across town was a long ways.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they had streetcars then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had streetcars till I was grown.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't realize that.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was not like a tiny town, though, even when you were...
No, it's a pretty good sized town.
It was always a pretty good sized town.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, Fort Smith's always ranked next to Little Rock.
It always has.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So it was really always considered fairly.
Yes, it's always been a pretty good sized town.
When it was no longer an army base, did that make a big impact on the town?
As I understand it, when reading back through the history. It has come and gone since it originated, even. The fort has.
Oh,
of course, first it was down there, where the museum is down there. Then, of course, we had Fort Chaffee during the war.
Mm-hmm.
And it came and went, I think, about three times.
Two times
it did. My husband was in the laundry business in those days, and, of course, that was a big thing for them.